What's up, friends? I'm your host, Amanda Smith, and welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast, the show where I chat with inspiring women about business, life's challenges, and building community, because we all need it. If you need a girl gang, this podcast is for you. All right, guys, welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast. Today, I have Miss Victoria Franca on the podcast, and it is going to be so much fun. We've connected in several different ways and have so many mutual friends. Victoria, welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Amanda. I'm so excited.
It's going to be so fun. I love talking to wellness professionals because it's so not my wheelhouse, but I think it is like some of the most valuable conversations we could bring to this show. So why don't you just tell everybody who you are, what you do, and who you serve?
Absolutely. So hi, everyone. My name is Victoria Franca. I am a functional practitioner and founder of Omni Wellness. And I help my clients get to the root cause of their symptoms by balancing their minerals, their hormones, and their gut health. And the clients that come to me are entrepreneurs. And they're typically the clients that are go, go, go. They're focusing on growing their business. And through that, they also notice that they're getting tired, they're burning out, and they need some help. So what I do is I help them get to the root cause. I help them see what is happening to their bodies at a deeper level, at a root level, and then give them a plan on how they can support their body, because in return, that's going to support their business growth.
I think the one question that people are going to be asking is like, minerals? What minerals? So let's start there really quickly, and then we'll dive into everything else.
Definitely. So minerals are nutrients. And when we think about nutrition, we typically think about macros, which are your carbs, your fats, and your protein. So that's kind of more or less what we are taught in today's world, right? But we then think also about vitamins, but minerals are your nutrients that you need in order to support your vitamins. So we focus more on the fat, the carbs, the protein, the vitamins, and we forget about the big ones that are needed, which are our minerals. So some minerals that are our primary minerals are calcium, which you need for your bones and teeth. You also have magnesium, which is your relaxation mineral, which we definitely need if we want to be able to lower our stress levels. Yep. We have, also sodium, which is needed for our gut and our enzymes, and then potassium, which is our stress mineral as well. So when these four minerals are out of balance, it impacts our entire minerals, our second minerals and third minerals, which include even zinc, your copper, your cobalt, what looks into your gut. So it's really almost like a new world that people are starting to find out more about minerals and their impact as a whole on how you are feeling and how your body is responding with symptoms.
That's so interesting. I think you're right. It is this, it shouldn't be, because it sounds very simple, but it's like this new approach to like just balancing your health and your wellness. And so I really want to get into also like how you incorporate this with teaching your clients, like how to balance your minerals with like the food that you eat and the things that you drink and what you do. I'm sure it's much more than just like, take this supplement, you know, do this at nighttime, take this thing and put this mix in your drink. You know, I think it's probably much more than that. But I want to talk about, you know, obviously this show is very entrepreneur focused. People listening are business owners. They're building a brand. Maybe they're working a full-time job and running a business. I did that for several years.
Yeah.
And so you mainly work with entrepreneurs. Let's just go through some of maybe the top three things that you most commonly see when people come to you that are probably very easily identifiable to our audience that's listening today.
Yeah, definitely. I think the first thing that they would come to me is feeling the stress and anxiety in their business and their whole life. So that right there is what I see the most. And typically with that, what I do with all my clients is we do a mineral analysis. So like I was just talking about the minerals, we look into the body as a whole. So we do this full analysis to see what are the levels of your full, your entire minerals, what are your toxic elements, and then how are the ratios, because our minerals work together. So that relates to how you're actually feeling and symptoms that you're feeling. So when it comes to stress and anxiety, if the client's feeling that, we can then see on a deeper level what's happening. So for instance, if a client is telling me, oh, I have such high anxiety that like I'm, you know, I'm just, it's through my bones. Like I am like panicking with anxiety. Well, that to me is showing a few things. One, your mineral levels are definitely low. So your primary mineral levels are depleted, but also there could probably be some toxic levels. Mercury is a toxic element in the body that when it's high, that means that you will have symptoms of depression and anxiety. So looking into that level and allowing your body to then be supported to detox, all of this is going to support that stress level, right? And then of course we have to address the lifestyle. What is impacting and what is creating more anxiety in the lifestyle that you have? What is creating more stress in your day-to-day? And understanding that we have a stress bucket. So typically just picture a bucket that's empty and things that go inside are stressors. And stressors can be your everyday, you know, work emails, your kids. It can be the foods that you're eating. If it's non-organic, that adds stress to the body. It can be caffeine. Caffeine adds stress to the body. Surprise. So all of these little things are stressors that go inside this bucket. And eventually as entrepreneurs, we notice that our bucket is overflowing. So this is something where when the bucket is overflowing, that's when you're starting to deal with that burnout. And that's what I work with is I try to get you to basically get to the point where we see where your body is at before it gets to that burnout, right? So that is one of the most common symptoms I have of clients coming to me. The next thing is the clients that are constantly go, go, go. Like they want to rest and their mind is just go, go, go. They cannot shut off their mind. So even when they try to-
I don't have this problem.
Who has it? Entrepreneur? What?
Who deals with that? I'm just kidding. I totally do.
And that's something what we see through, you know, through being able to test is that their mineral level when it comes to magnesium is not actually being absorbed into their cells. So that is their primary mineral that helps them relax, right? So if that mineral is off, then you're not really getting any ability to relax. Your body's not able to relax at all. So it's focusing on then replenishing that and maybe adding ingredients that are magnesium rich, maybe adding a magnesium bath, different ways to allow your body to relax, but then heavily focusing on the lifestyle again, because if you're shutting off your computer 30 minutes or 20 minutes before you go to bed, how do you expect your brain to shut off if it's been working for 12 hours?
Yeah.
It just,
there's no way.
And yeah, there's no way, but sometimes it really takes, you know, a deeper look into the body for us to understand the severity of our actions and actually see what is happening on a much deeper level. And then it's almost like, like you have that light bulb go off and you're like, okay, I actually know I need to take care of this because if not, it's going to impact me further. And it's definitely going to slow me down in my business growth.
Man. So I wrote, I'm like honestly taking notes while we're talking. but also I had a question that I didn't want to forget. You talked about mercury in the body. First of all, I want to get really nerdy with this. How does your body produce mercury? For what reason? Cause I literally did not know this. Yeah. And then how does it become at a toxic level, like you mentioned?
Yeah. So your body wouldn't necessarily produce mercury. It would be ingredients that you add into ingredients that you're eating, or there's mercury in the water. There's actually mercury in teeth filling. So if you have, if you go to a dentist that is not a natural, let's say a holistic dentist, then they're going to have ingredients that have mercury in your fillings. So all of this adds up to your mercury bucket, let's say. And the more it has added, the more your body is, of course, going to hold on to unless your minerals are balanced. When your minerals are balanced, those four main minerals that I talked about, when they're balanced, your body will be able and have the strength to detoxify. Unless it's balanced, your body will hold on to the metals because it knows that the metals are going to take too much strength from your body to detoxify. And that is when we see this toxic overload in the body because your body is just not strong enough to detoxify. So that is really the really big importance of supporting minerals because if it's not strong, then there's a primary function of detoxification that is hindered and you're just sitting with toxic load in your body without it actually being able to get out.
Oh my goodness. It's like something that's like, I had no idea. Oh, wow. I'm like, my wheels are turning. I'm like, oh my gosh. So what are we eating or doing besides maybe fillings in our teeth, that is causing our mercury bucket per se, right, to get too full?
Yeah. So that honestly, for instance, seafood. So seafood, if it's not wild caught, and honestly, if most of my clients, if I ask if they're eating wild caught salmon and seafood, the answer is no, they're not, you know? And it's something where we think it's not really a big deal. And yeah, every time you're eating sushi, that sushi is probably not wild caught. And that mercury level is just increasing in your body. Now, if your body and your minerals are in a good balance, no problem. You're going to get that mercury. Your body's going to detox naturally and you're good to go. But that typically is not where we are right now, right? Most of our bodies, our minerals are not balanced because we have high stress. There's so much going on internally within our body that toxic level of mercury just keeps growing and growing. And that's just one example of a toxic element. Let's talk about like aluminum, for instance. Sure. Aluminum is super, super obviously dangerous to the body as well. And we have aluminum in most makeup. Makeup has aluminum, deodorant has aluminum. So most female clients that I have, if they have not switched to non-toxic, then there's going to be high traces of aluminum in their body. And that's, you know, just to mention aluminum as in product, but there's also aluminum foil that we use at home. We cook with aluminum pans. So there's aluminum in so much also, and that just increases that toxic element or toxic levels of the body.
So what, and what's an example of the byproduct of having like a too high aluminum level?
Yeah. So when we look at the metals, we don't want to just look as to like one byproduct basically of just one metal. We want to see the body as a whole, right? So anytime there is toxicity in the body and the body's not able to detoxify, it creates inflammation. So toxic elements in the body creates stress for the body. And if we think about stress, stress is the reason why we have our hormones out of balance. We burn out. We have all of these different GI symptoms showing up, constipation, diarrhea, IBS. Mm-hmm. It all stems from stress, right? So if we have something in our body that's actively creating more and more stress, then we're not really doing our body any justice, because no matter how you're trying to relax and de-stress, there's actually something internally, these metals that are just always producing internal stress for the body.
So when you get a new client and they come to you and they're like, hey, Victoria, I'm freaking out. I'm super stressed. Like fix me, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure you don't, I mean, actually, I guess I should just ask, do you tell that, you know, obviously you do testing and like analysis of where they are and what's going on, but is it a, let's overhaul your whole life, like dump that other shit out. Let's toss out this. Let's get rid of this. Let's get rid of this. And it's like a big Marie Kondo of their lifestyle, or is your approach like, let's take one step today to get better?
So my approach is basically, it's educational, right? So I'm here to provide you the entire education of what's happening to your body on a cellular level. I provide you the steps to then take. And while I'm doing that explanation of the protocol, which is your steps, I'm also telling you that we will move at the speed that you want to move. So if for you, it's overwhelming, then we'll go baby steps. Now, if for you, it's, you know, you want to go the 360 and you want to change your entire lifestyle, you have all those tools right there to know exactly what your grocery list should look like. You know exactly what supplements your body needs based on your levels. You know exactly what lifestyle changes you need to make, exactly how your workouts should be based on your adrenal glands and your metabolism. So you have all those tools. Now, like I said, we have that then one-on-one support throughout 3 months. So we are talking and we're going together and we're getting, you know, you're telling me how you're feeling. So we can either scale back, or we can actually know if you're going full force and you're feeling good about it, then great. Then that's what your decision is. But I think every single approach is very different. And that's why I love the work that I do, because every body is different, right? And also within that is every result is very different. So I have a lot of people that will come to me and say, fix me, and I want to be better in 3 months. I cannot guarantee that, because I cannot guarantee the speed of your own body to heal.
Oh yeah.
And it's something where a lot of times when people think that they'll make all of these changes and they'll do the Marie Kondo in 360, let's go full force 3 months, I still can't guarantee it, because your body's level and your body's ability to balance the minerals, detoxify, heal your hormones, everything takes time. And I think we are a generation where we want that instant gratification and those instant results. And it's not just like that when it comes to our body. It's like that if you're just taking medication, which is a band-aid for your symptom. But when you're going the holistic route and you're really trying to get to the root cause, it does take some time, but at least now you know exactly what's going on and what you need to do to support your body.
Does this sound familiar? You want to be a part of an empowering group of women that provides you with resources to make connections, build your network and your business, and cuts through the superficial fluff and gets right to the meat. You want to be surrounded by like-minded females and some of the best experts in building a thriving business and a better life. You're passionate about being a part of an empowering community that inspires, motivates, and helps elevate you to your highest self. Does this sound like you? This is your opportunity. This is the moment you need to join our Girl Gang Insiders membership. We are enrolling now. We are open until May 31st. May 31st, we are closing the doors. Girl Gang Insiders perks, you get business resources, unlimited trainings in career, business education, resources to help you grow and manage and scale your business, exclusive access to events, virtual opportunities, free advertising for your business across our platform of 50,000 women, partner perks through the businesses that we work with, locked in discounts, and free business directory listing on our website. So go to dallasgirlgang.com, click Girl Gang Insiders on our menu, and sign up today. This week, we are sponsored by Hired Up. Hired Up is an app designed to bring transparency to the job hunting and candidate screening process through the power of video. We all know looking for a job or finding a new hire is not easy. I can tell you myself, not easy. The resumes, the portals, applications, interviews, and then waiting and then not hearing back and blah, blah. It doesn't do you or your company any justice. So Hired Up allows great companies and people to truly see each other before they ever meet. Their whole thing, guys, is no acting, no resumes, just you. So there's no more on the business side shifting and moving through all these resumes, things like that. And then on the hiring side, there's no more surprises. There's no more waiting. So you are more than just a resume. Go get the Hired Up app right now and start your profile today. That's the Hired Up app on the App Store. I know we're kind of backtracking a bit here, but what got you into this work? You know, what in your life led you to study this and now be a service provider in this way?
My own health. So I got off of birth control years ago. And when I got off of birth control, I went cold turkey. When I talked to my doctor, my primary care, I was told, oh yeah, whenever you want to get off of it, just get off of it. And that's what I did. I didn't know that I had to support my minerals. I didn't know that I had to prepare my body to make this transition. And I really had no education behind what birth control even did to my body. So when I got off of it,
get into that too and talking about what it actually does to your body. So just let's put a pin in that.
Yes. So when I ended up getting off of birth control, I went through a period where I genuinely did not know who I was. Like I felt like I was having an outer body experience because my hormones were so out of whack and I just was dealing with such high anxiety and I didn't know what it was until I came to find out literally years later that what I had was copper toxicity, which is a symptom of getting off of birth control, and your copper, which is a secondary mineral, is through the roof and it's toxic to the body. So your body's trying to get readjusted to, you know, having the hormones actually balanced out on its own. And then on top of that, I had such crazy high copper levels. So all of this came to me starting to do my own research, because every time I'd go to the doctor, I would be told, well, the only way you can get better and actually, you know, go back to feeling good is if you get back on birth control. And I just didn't accept that as an answer. I was like, there is no way that something that has caused me this much harm, because I lost my period for an entire year after getting off of birth control, something that caused me like this much, chaos in my body, is the only solution for me to feel good? Like what, how is this possible? This doesn't make sense.
And that's called amenorrhea, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know I have a client of mine, Johanna, I almost said Casey Butler, Casey is her maiden name. She is a runner, a professional runner. She's training for the Olympics right now. And she talks about this all the time, because especially in high performing athletes, things can get out of whack. And she's dealt with that before too. Like a lot of her teen years, early college years, no period. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something also that people don't talk about. You know, it's like, I don't know, this just happens to my body. Isn't this normal? Or like, whatever, people probably deal with this. But so let's put a pin in amenorrhea and let's put a pin in birth control, because I want to talk both of those things, but keep going.
So I basically decided to take matters into my own hand, do my own research. So I started going more towards Western medicine. So I started doing acupuncture to help me with my hormones. And I started seeing, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. I was like, wow, there's so much more that I need to be supporting my body with that I had no clue. So as I started doing more and more, I was like, wait, I actually want this to be something that I work with. Like, I am passionate about this. I'm seeing the transformation that's happening within my own life, my own anxiety, my own hormones, that I want to be able to share this message. So that is where Omni Wellness came about. I decided to, you know, to make this into something where I can help others really understand the root cause of their symptoms and know exactly what you need to do. Because I think it's one thing for you to know that there's something off or there's something happening to your body, but then it's another thing to actually know, what do you do about it? Because I think that's where we kind of lack, is that support of, this is what actually you need to support your body, and these are the steps to get there.
So let's go back. Let's talk about birth control. Many people are on it on some form. I know there's like a new, injection option that's like hormone free, blah, 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 whatever. I think that especially when you're maybe a gynecologist is probably more like knowledgeable, but especially just like your general practitioner, from what I've heard from the medical professionals that I know personally, you don't go majorly in depth into every area of the body, especially if you're a general practitioner, as in some doctors are just like, this is just what you do, you know, especially like, when it comes to nutrition, they don't get like in-depth training in nutrition and your gut and things like that. So anyway, I say that to say, people just think a lot of times when you just take birth control, like it doesn't matter what kind it is. Like, I don't know, I'm just taking it. Right.
Yeah.
So break it down for us. Obviously there's a lot of different types, but what does it do to our body? Like, let's say you're taking a traditional, you know, like 28 day pack, whatever of a pill.
Yeah. So to break it down, let's say, you know, an easier way to understand it, it basically stops the communication of your hormones with your brain. So there's no more natural communication of what's happening with your natural hormones. It stops that communication, and the pill is actually taking control and dictating what's going on with your body, right? So what happens is that connection, that miscommunication, let's say there's no more communication between your hormones and your brain, then that's going to start impacting your nutrients. And we don't know that because we're just told take the pill and that's it. You're not going to get pregnant if you don't want to. Great. But then when we get off of it, that communication, your body has to readapt to communicating with your brain. And that's when things start to get messy. And typically the first 3 months getting off of birth control, you'll be normal. Like, you'll feel like as if you still have birth control, but you're still taking the pill. There's not really going to be much changes going on because your body's still used to that communication from the pill with your brain, right? So when we stop that pill after the fourth month, that is when, like, pardon my French, shit's hit the fan, okay? Because that is when you're literally starting to feel all of these different emotions, because suddenly your brain's communicating with your hormones and your hormones are like, what the heck is going on? Like, how are we doing what we're supposed to be doing when we haven't been doing this for so long? Because most of us, when we're on birth control, it's for years. Like, I was on it for 10 years. So how did I expect that after 10 years on this miscommunication with my brain, that suddenly my hormones would know exactly what to do? That's not really possible, right? And then we see this nutrient deficiency because birth control uses up our nutrients. So we're deficient in zinc, we're deficient in magnesium, we're deficient in B vitamins, folic acid. So these are just some of the nutrients that we're deficient in, and we have no clue that it actually needs to be replenished to support that hormone and brain communication. So that's just to kind of break it down very easily. And then of course, there are different types of hormones, birth controls out there. So if it is, let's say copper IUD, you're actually adding copper directly to your body. And like we talked about, copper, if it's at a level that is high, it becomes copper toxicity. And the symptoms of copper toxicity are not ones that you want to have. It is really high severe anxiety. It is really high severe depression. It is, there's so many different types of relationship problems because you're just very much not connected with who you are. And it's almost like you're living in this, you're like almost like living in a tunnel, basically. You're just kind of like tunnel vision. That's it. You don't have any emotions really. Your sex drive is really low. So there's so many just different symptoms associated with copper toxicity, your weight, and like the fact of how you feel when it comes to inflammation in your body. You just feel like inflamed and bloated. These are all signs of symptoms of copper toxicity if it's been in your birth control or if you have that copper IUD.
So I do want to say here, just as we're talking about this, people that are listening right now, I don't want everybody to like freak out and be like, oh my God, what's happening to me? Like maybe they do have, an IUD or they are taking birth control and whatever. And let's also just lay the disclaimer, we're bringing Victoria to the table to educate us, but I would also say, and you probably would too, consult with your family and your partner, whoever, your doctor as well.
Of course.
These are things to consider, right?
Yeah.
And think about. Go ahead.
And I think too, I think the biggest thing is bringing the education piece, right? Because it's almost a topic that's still taboo. We don't talk it about, we don't speak about it enough as women as to how we're feeling on a birth control or how we're feeling after we get off of birth control. It's very hush hush because mm-hmm. we still want to be seen as we're running the business. Everything is great. We're thriving in every area, And oftentimes you don't want to say, no, I actually got off of birth control and I feel so depressed. Like I don't know what to do, or I'm getting so much anxiety and I don't know how to handle it. Or suddenly my skin is breaking out so much and I'm not feeling confident anymore. So there's so many different symptoms that can happen. And it's all to say that it's okay. It's okay to feel that way. And mm-hmm. there's a reason why you're feeling that way. And if you're not sure what it is, then I would definitely recommend, research, try to find out options that can help you and get to that root cause and not just another Band-Aid on top of it. Because I personally tried the Band-Aids. When I got off of birth control, all these symptoms started happening to me. And one of it was my skin severely broke out. I had such bad cystic acne and I went on Accutane 2 times. And if you're not familiar with Accutane, it's a really strong antibiotic that you go on. And in your lifetime, you can only go on it for 3 times because it is that strong mm-hmm. and damaging to your organs. So mm-hmm. I went on it twice. And yikes. After 2 times on it, my acne was still there. And I was like, really? Wow. Yeah. I was like, this is insane that there is so much happening internally that even with this hardcore medication, let's say antibiotic, it's not doing anything. And it wasn't until I addressed the root cause and the source that I saw the transformation within my skin also.
What was the root cause? And then what were the changes you made to like get it cleared up?
Yeah. For me personally, it was that copper toxicity. So that copper toxicity in my body, what was happening is when you have the toxic element in your body's going to do whatever it can to actually detox, right? So in my case, my body was using my skin as a detox mechanism because the skin is our largest organ. So it was just expelling through my skin. And no matter what I did, it wouldn't stop because my body was literally like, no, this is so bad internally for us that we need to get it out of us, right? We need mm-hmm. to get it out of the body. So that's what it did. And in order for me to get to a point where my skin healed, it actually was by focusing on balancing my minerals because mm-hmm. I needed my body to be in a strong place for the copper to actually be able to be detoxed. Otherwise, it's just going to be stored internally and just continue causing havoc on my body.
How did you determine, well, I'm sure, you go into this with your clients as well, but how did you figure out that there was copper toxicity? And then that was the reason your skin was breaking out. And that was the way it was trying to get out.
So by doing the mineral test, so the mineral test that I work with, we see your body as a whole. So we see your main minerals, We see your secondary and third minerals and then the toxic elements.
I'm so sure copper, it's like a part of a blood test.
So it's a hair analysis. Oh. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's a hair sample. So basically you'll take a piece of your hair from the scalp and we can see basically your entire mineral levels and toxicity through your hair versus through blood, because through hair, we can actually see the, we can actually see up to 3 months of how your body is trending on a cellular level versus blood, which is going to be just present right now.
That is so crazy interesting.
Yeah. So it's a great way for prevention also. That's why I say that I can tell my clients if they're trending towards burnout, because we can literally see the trend is of, you know, the minerals and how they're lowering in a specific way that can say, hey, by the way, if you don't make these changes, there is going to be burnout in the near future. Now, burnout is obviously felt in different ways per person, but typically it is the feeling of, I can't take this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. And I'm done.
Shut down.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I got a gray hair recently. Never had a gray hair before. Is that a sign?
Oh my goodness. Like, no,
literally the day, when was it? The week I turned, this is going to sound so stupid. I'm not even 30. The week I turned 28, I got a gray hair, like right here in the front. And I was like, oh my gosh. But I'm fine. It's fine.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So, this is so educational for myself. I guess I'll just share it here. I was thinking about just sharing it off the air with you, but I got off of birth control because I just was like, I don't know. I don't really want to take it. I can deal with not getting pregnant a different way. And also, I just don't think I need this and whatever. And actually my period has been regular. It's been heavier than it would have been on the pill, which is probably pretty normal, for some people. But I am, now that you've been saying all this, I've been thinking about the past however several many months that I've been off of it now. And I have a history of anxiety and depression that was diagnosed when I was in college. I still take medication for it, which for that, I still think that's great. I think it's
definitely
necessary. But I have, now that you've been talking, I've been sitting here thinking about moments in the last handful of months where anxiety was higher than normal or depression levels were higher than normal, especially around the time of my period. For example, recently here in March. And it has made me think oh my gosh, wait a minute. Why are things so much more heightened right now? My anxiety medicine hasn't changed. And so it has me thinking. So I'm really glad we're talking about this. And I think I'm one that I'm going to be pretty honest and vulnerable, especially with our audience here. So if you're listening and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I need to do some digging and figure some things out. That's okay. And it's probably a good thing. And just know this is happening to a lot of people. And like you said, we're not talking about it. And I think there's a component of, not that some people might feel embarrassed, absolutely. But I think there's just this component too, if we're staying with the entrepreneur world, we're just on to the next thing all the time. So we're just going to move on and not think about it. And then we only start thinking about it more when it becomes a more of a problem, you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's not where we want to be. So I just thought I would throw that out there. Also acne, whole other conversation, which we definitely can have off air. I don't want to take up all the time. Let's talk about amenorrhea as well really quickly and just kind of explain what it is and why it can happen.
Yeah. So most of the time, often it's stress. So stress, our cortisol is the stress hormone. And when your body is under stress, your body is not feeling safe, right? So stress means that your body is in fight or flight mode. So which means that the body actually thinks that there is danger and it's trying to protect you. And if the body is constantly in this protective mechanism, it's not going to allow you to have your period, because the whole purpose of your period is for potential pregnancy, right? And in order for that to occur, your body has to be feeling safe to actually carry a baby, right? Like, that is the whole purpose of our period. We are supposed to procreate. So in that case, that's really what happens. It's when your stress level is so heightened, it's going to throw out your entire mechanism, your entire organs, and your body is only going to respond once you lower that stress. So that's definitely very much seen, like you said, with athletes, because they're putting their bodies through so much intense stress. Like, that workout is so, you know, strict. They're on this strict diet, and typically it's lower fat also that they're able to eat, lower carbs. So they're focusing more on high proteins, which to some cases it's good, but for the female body, we really need to have a balanced meal. We need to have the carbs. We need to have the fats. We need to have the protein. And that's a whole different conversation, because, you know, going into the keto world, and every time I talk about keto, I get like messages about me hating on keto. I'm not hating on keto long-term. What I am saying is that we cannot look at a men's diet and think that we can do that the same way, because our bodies are different. Totally different. So we have to support our body, and we support it by food, because actually good ingredients and actually good food responds to our body as nutrients, right? Yeah. It gives our body the strength to do what it's supposed to do, versus men who can survive off of fats and protein because they're not trying, you know, their organs and their hormones are not actually functioning the way that our body functions.
Yeah. I remember my husband and I tried keto for the first time. When was this? I think it was 2016 or 2015. I can't believe it's probably been around much longer than that anyways, but it started to become really popular about, you know, several years ago. And I remember we tried it and we were both like feeling good. And then like a week or two into it, I was like, oh my gosh, F this, I'm not doing this. And he was feeling amazing. He did it for several months, felt great, and continued with his like moderate weightlifting, you know, exercise routine. And he also enjoys running, which he's psycho. Who likes to run?
Who enjoys running? Like,
if you like to run, I'm really happy for you. I don't. Running is the worst. anyway, so I was like, yeah, I don't know that this is for me. And the more research we did on it, you know, obviously, anyway, so those are my thoughts. I'm not a health professional, but keto was terrible. I did not enjoy it. I like to have a more balanced approach to what I eat. And that's what I love about. I'm going to go back to this client and friend of mine, Joe. She teaches and has totally ditched the idea of low carbs, high protein, low fats. Like, she's like, eat good fats. Your body has to do it. And then if you're going to go on a run, like, she's a distance runner. And so she's like, if you have a long run that day, here's when you should eat. Here's what you should eat, what your body actually needs. You know, fats are actually not good if you're about to go run, because they're hard on the digestive system when you're and all those things. And so it's been so interesting to see now in the last couple of years, all these other wellness and health and fitness professionals come into my life and see like the truth that they're uncovering.
Yeah, definitely. And
opposite of what we've been taught.
I think it's looking as like food is medicine and food heals versus looking at it with a negative eye and seeing that food makes me gain weight or carbs are bad and fat this, you know?
Makes me feel bad, yeah.
We have to just look at it as like, no, food was created to actually nourish. And that's what it does. Like, take away all the marketing and propaganda behind everything else that has been told to you and what you have been told and you know, conditioned to think about food, but actually food nourishes. And that is it. And that's what you need to focus on, is having a balanced approach to what you're eating.
Yeah. So if people are feeling stressed, if they're feeling like things are out of whack, out of balance, something's happening, what would you recommend as their first step to take?
Yeah. So I think their first step is first, like, you have to acknowledge where you're at and what season you are in life. And why I mean, you know, with that is that we have seasons for everything in life. We have seasons that we push our bodies to the limit, right? And then we have seasons that we pull and we kind of rest a little bit more. So acknowledge what season you're in, and then ask yourself, how long have you been in this season? Because especially if you're an entrepreneur, you know, maybe you've been in this grind and in this hustle for a really long time. So once you acknowledge that point, you'll start to notice like, okay, wow, I've actually been doing this and I've actually been pushing my body, my mind, and my whole being for a good 5+ years. All right. So first is the acknowledgement. Then you can either, you know, try to see if you can make some lifestyle changes on your own, such as making sure that you're going to bed at an early time, because sleep is so important. Sleep is something that's so, you know, ignored. And it makes such a difference in how you feel and how you show up. And so many people are like, no, I can sleep 4 hours a day. Yeah, you can. But if you try actually sleeping 8, you might show up a lot better and get a lot more things done. So looking into mm-hmm. that aspect of your lifestyle, right? Also looking into the balance, like, are you just working? Do you have any balance in your life? Like, do you spend time in nature? Do you spend time with your loved ones? These are just like questions to start seeing and kind of pinpointing with yourself. And then if you kind of go through that and you're like, you know what, I really need help and I'm not sure, you know, I need to see exactly how my body is doing because I'm not sure where I need to really focus on, then you can find someone like a functional practitioner like myself to help you get to the root cause and be able to show you and give you the education behind your body, because your body is different than my body, than your body, Amanda. Everybody's going to be different. And there has to be a unique approach to how we support your body.
Yeah. Man, well, you've given me and I know our audience so much to think about and consider. This is super exciting. I mean, I have like some sticky notes of things written down, of things to look into or think about, but this has been so helpful and so educational. Tell everybody how they can connect with you, and like how you're serving people.
Definitely. So you can connect with me on Instagram at victoria.wellness. I have a lot of educational content that I do share on a regular basis, and you can connect with me also on my website, which is omniwellness.com. And, and I'm working with clients right now that we focus on specifically either lifestyle changes. So that is my body blueprint program. So that is the program that is for you if you really need to look at a whole lifestyle support and kind of start from the bottom up, right? So you want that education or what can you do to support your body? So that includes the mineral analysis and includes the educational content and then the support from me one-on-one. And then there is Thriving Hormones, which is also my program that looks into hormone balancing. So that is for you if you are getting off of birth control, if you got off of birth control, if you're missing your period, if your period is inconsistent, or if you're just having PMS symptoms that you need to get to the root cause. So you still get that mineral analysis. Also, you get the educational content, but it's focused on hormones versus lifestyle.
I love it. Well, Victoria, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and knowledge and all these educational pieces with us today. And I really appreciate it. And I am so glad you got to come on the Girl Gang podcast today.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity.
It was awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please go connect with Victoria. Leave us a rate and review on the iTunes app, and we will see you next time.